Beis on Beis, bottom line. So it says, Rabbi Yochanan, my time are like Omer Ka'ula. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say like Ula? He has a Gzeir Shava. It says Tachas to tell me that that the loch is that you pay the money and you don't get the Malkus. So she says, "In Cain, batalta erbas achos kol sagala." When the Torah writes, there's a law in the Torah. So you're removing the malchus, and that's not mistaken. The Torah wants to remove the malchus, so the key of erbas achos kol sagala. Okay, that's by the iser of arayus versus the din of the din of. The din of Nara, which pays Knas. The Morris says, well, if that argument is true, Rabbi Yochanan agrees by the case of Chavah Chavera, the Torah says you pay the money, you don't get Malkus. Well, why don't we argue in Kain Batal to Yosef Pen Yosef that by giving the Mammon, you're undermining the Lav element? Rabbi Yochanan looks at the Malkus as the more Chamardic of the two. The person's over a lot means he's chayiv malchus. I mean, he deserves to have a more chomer of the two. And we're saying, no, give money instead. And the Torah does not seem to be bothered by that. So the same way the Torah is not bothered by that over there, why are you so bothered by that by the case of Erbas HaChoyzcha and Naro, and the Kanas of Naro? And Edom Zayman Nami, Im Kein Batal to Behoye, Im Kein Akas HaRosha. You're undermining the din of malchus by Edim Zimmerman, by giving it, by letting them pay, and we don't seem to be bothered by that. So, your answer that you're worried about the lav does not seem to hold water by the other two. So, therefore, that shouldn't be the reason why Rabbi Yochanan did not learn from the Gzeir Shava. Ella, what are you forced to say now? That's still part of the Morris question. Again, the more it's a question, the more I give an answer. The more it's challenging that answers. The more it's right now still part of the Morris challenge. So you're saying, you know, you have this lav and you're ignoring the lav and you give me money instead. So what's the answer? That we're not ignoring the lav. You'll be mekayim the lav in other scenarios. El Adam Zayman Efshar Lekuma by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. You get Malkus by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. You get Malkus, Nami Ikalakim of Kigun Shikol, Koshein Bashar Pruta. So there are cases where you get the lab is gets the Malkus. In this case, it gets Mammon. So based on that argument, so you're worried about this Eber Sachetzel Sagale. You know what? Don't worry about it. You'll be Makayim, but not by the case of Naru. Achosinami Ikalakim about Chosin Bageris, not by Achosin Naru. Okay. So this argument that Rabbi Yochanan is worried about fulfilling the lav, the same way by Chavel Chavero and by Adam Zerman, you will fulfill the lav somewhere else, but over here you'll get Mammon. So we could say the same thing by Achosoy, that by Begeris he'll fulfill the lav, and by Naro he'll pay Mammon. So that can't be the reason why Rabbi Yochanan did not learn like Ula. Now the Bach has the word in Ella. That the question was, why doesn't Ula use the why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan use the Gzeir Shav of Tachas like Ula to tell us that you get Malkus, I'm sorry, that you get Mammon and not Malkus? So Amar Lecha Rabbi Yochanan Haya Tachas Asher Ina Mi Boile Lechid Abayim. It's needed for a different purpose. The pasuk says, and again, once you make, like Rashi pointed out, once you make this pasuk not mufna, we have the pirchus, that the limudim don't make sense. Like Zera Shava, which is not mufna, you can ask questions up. So it's not going to be mufna anymore, so you can ask questions on the limud. What did Abaye say from the pasuk? That the Torah says that he pays the 50 kesef of tachas asher ino. So what does it teach us? The pasuk is stressing this is for the fact he was ma'ana the person, the girl, and be with her. Why is it saying that? Because don't think this is the payment for the other responsibilities of Pashas and Begam. No, this is specifically for this act of being ma'ana her, of afflicting her by doing bia to her. The loss of value, pay separately. The Pashas, pay separately. So the Torah is telling me that don't look at the pshat on this kanas of 50 kesef isn't to include the other payments. It's to be independent of other payments. That we use the word tachas asherina for that. Okay, so that's a good point. So the Mor says, according to Ula, that uses tachas for this gzera shav, which we pointed out has to be a gzera shav, which is mufna. So how does he know that there's bushes of begam? Maybe the kanas is to be the full payment for all of the responsibilities, like you find by Shloshim Shel Eved. He kills the Eved, the Torah says you pay the kanas based on the loss of the Eved, even though it's a hezek. The Torah says you pay the kanas of Shloshim Shekel, whether the Eved is worth tremendous great value, whether the Eved is worth minimally. The Torah says you always pay one payment, and that's it. So maybe that's what's happening over here. Whatever the value of this girl is, instead of paying the hezek, you just pay the kanas, which is not true. But how do we know not like that? The wula nafkale the mina rabba. Rabba says I have a different source. Amar rabba amar kro, but asana isa shalchevi mola vianara chamishim kesef. So why does it say Benasan Yisro Shechevi Mo? It could have said Benasan Ho'ish. We know who we're talking about. It just could have said Benasan Levi Anara or Benasan Ho'ish Levi Anara. But what's the man who was Shechev with her? I mean, that's the whole parsha is talking about. A man takes a girl. She's not married. He has beer with her. We know what we're talking about. So why is the Torah stressing again when it says pay 50 kesef, stressing the words of Shechevi Mo? That he's paying Hanosh Shchiva Chemishim Mechlal De'ika Boshes Upegam. That the Torah is stressing, this is the payment for the act of the Shchiva. There's other payments besides. There's the Boshes Upegam, but for the fact that he took advantage of her and had beer with her, independent of the loss of her value, independent of the embarrassment. But his act of being Shechiv with her is Mechayev of 50 Kesef.
Is Mechayev what?
50 Kesef. Okay. Fine. Okay. Zok the Gemara. No, let's hear Rashi.
We don't know what Rabbi Yochanan's response is to that limud.
Listen, Chag later on Abayin Rava. It's really the sugya over there in Daf Mem, what the source of the drasha is. I think over there in Daf Mem, the more I think, yeah, goes back and forth. Doesn't say it over here either. I don't know. So Krashi, my time out Loyomer Kula and Lama Bez and Bez. Second to last Rashi. So why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan learn like Kula? The Gomer Gzeira Shaba Lo Enshim Mamon Below Malkus. We have a Gzeira Shaba. Just like Bechel Bechaber, but that's a Farish Apostle that you pay money. So we are also, Gzeira Shaba tells me that by the case of the Chosanara, he gets Mammon and not Malkus. The Chol Chavi Mammon and Malkus. The Rashi seems to go in record, not like Tosis, that the Limud is like the Gemara said before, it's a general limud. This is how you're supposed to view a case of Mammon and Malkus, that you get Mammon instead of the Malkus. So Rechon said back, "Im came to patar to boil al kosim in Malkus, tell the lab shabo, shenish lab be Malkus. You're not going to fulfill the onus of the lab with Mammon. There's no way to understand that. What you can say is, besides the chi of Malkus, there's also the chi of Mammon. But you're not addressing the chi of Malkus at all by giving Mammon. So that's not acceptable. Morris says, well, yeah, if you're really worried about that, so by Chavu B'Chaveri, you have the same problem. There's a lav in the Torah of Chavu B'Chaveri, right? And the Torah is saying pay money. He's not addressing the lav. Beinim Zayman, there's a lav, and you're giving him money. You're not addressing the lav. And we say we're not worried about it over there. So why are you worried about it over here? That's clear in the Torah, that the Torah says you pay Mammon. Tikshi, why don't you ask, Batal to Lav, you're not fulfilling, you're not addressing the Lav of the Yosef and Pen Yosef, the two, the Shuha Zor Lamakas Chaber. The Torah is giving us two Isurim of hitting somebody, and by paying money, you're not addressing that. And by Malkus, it says, the Pasuk is saying that the correct punishment for Adam Zimmerman is Malkus. And here we are giving money instead. So what do we say? Ella, Akarchacha, this is all part of, again, this is all part of the question of Rabbi Yochanan. So what are we forced to say? So you have three, we have two cases where your argument doesn't seem to fit. You're arguing that you cannot give money instead of the Malkus because you're ignoring the responsibility of Malkus. So why isn't that a problem by Chalba Chaber? Why isn't that a problem by Adam Zayman? So what are you forced to say? Kima the Rabbi Akra L'Teshlumen. Ikalukme L'Onish Malkus. The Torah is saying, no, pay. What's going to be what's to mean with the Malkus? The Malkus will be true in scenarios where there's no Mammon. The Onish Malkus, the Lav Diday for the Lav, b'meidin only Ono as each plainly Kayan Shuben Grusha. So over there, there's no Kasha Zomam. You cannot fulfill Kasha Zomam like we had back in Malkus, all the way back in Sethas Malkus. So if the Edom come along and they testify about a person who's a Kayan, that he's a Ben Grusha. So the law is over there. We don't say the Edom, even if the Edom were Kahanim, that they become a Ben Grusha in his stead, Kasha Zomam. To let a look at Kasha Zomam, learn Yehehu Ben Grusha Tachtov. They do not become Ben Grusha in place of what they want to do to him. The more learns out why over there. Because even if they would, it only applies to them, not to their children. And they wanted to do it to him and to all of his descendants. So the Kasha Zomam only applies to themselves and not to their descendants will not be impacted. So it'll never be a full comparable punishment. So instead, the Pasuk says, while you're being a curse of Russia, you get Malkus instead. Al Sefergas Arboyim, they get Malkus instead. Vachitam Asethas Malkus. So you want to know when you fulfill that Pasuk, and that scenario where you can't get Malkus, that's when you fulfill the Pasuk. I've said that wrong. When you can't get Mammon, you can't do Kasha Zomam, then you get Malkus. What's Uchav HaChaver Nami? Mekbina Lo B'Sh'ein Bok Shavapruto. The Lav and the Torah, which said that gets Malkus, is referring to a case where there's no Mammon. So you want to know, how are you supposed to look at when the Torah wrote this Lav, was it saying, Gevald Nobel, you have to get Malkus for this Lav? Or was saying, you know, there are times to get Malkus for this Lav. Because the Torah also wrote that there's a Chi of Mammon. The answer is, the Torah is writing that there are times that you'll get Malkus for this Lav, because there's cases where you pay Mammon. Now, just to explain that, when the Torah writes a Lav, the assumption is that there's Malkus for it. Mammon does not need a Lav. So if Chavu Chaver, we never get Malkus, why the Torah write a Lav for it? Just say you pay money. The fact that the Torah wrote a Lav means that there's Malkus somewhere. fine, the Torah didn't mean there's always Malkus. The Torah meant there are some times that there's Malkus. When is that? When the Hakor was less than a Shavar Pruta, there's no money to pay. B'chol Chamisha Devarim Shabbat. Any of the five things involved, there was no, there was not a Shavar Pruta. Kikar Shalak Pitsa Mikaspay. His value didn't go down. He wasn't relieved from his work. He didn't need to be healed. There's also such a thing as a case of a doctor less than Shavar Pruta. There wasn't specific tsar involved. That the prisoner was a shaita, so there was nothing embarrassing about it. So then the makah, the one who did the makah, will have to get malchus. So once you see that that's true, the Torah is willing to write a lav for a limited amount of cases, and all of the cases get mammon instead. So over here also, when the Torah wrote the lav of akaisai, and you're saying, well, you know, if it's a nara, what's with the lav? No, the lav is just referring to a begaris. By nara, you pay money instead. The case of the sister, malchus didor bebegaris. The malchus is the case of a begaris. So will nara l'shalim. Well, although keep, but the case of the Nara shall get, also pay money instead. So we're left with the question, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan make the Gzeres Shava like Ula and say that you get money instead? The more answers, that Rabbi Yochanan learns the word Tachas like Abaya.
Is there no shear then for the Chove B'Chavera?
You mean the guy with the lav?
Yeah.
No.
Wow,
that's scary, yeah. I'm not remembering clearly. I last time the Perakal Chava was a long time ago, too long ago. Gabi Maka Ovi, it's only chayiv if he makes a black and blue mark, even if it doesn't bleed, but it makes at least a black and blue mark. The Shabbos also there has to be, so it could be Perakal also there's that requirement, but I don't think so. L'chil Abaya, Mishali Pirkin, at the end of our parak, the Bechinen, the Gemara asks the question, Mei Mechamishim Omer Rachmona, Mikol Mili, maybe the 50 kesef includes all of the payments, the Boshis, the Pagam, not just the separate Kanas, Mishani Abaya. So Abaya answers, Chamishim Kesef, Nischachu Tachas Kanas Ha'inui, that was a payment for the act of being ma'aner her. There's the damage to her value. There's the embarrassment. That's separate. This is a separate payment just for the inui. This is a special new punishment payment for the inui, but the general payments for bershes of begam, which apply in other mazikim as nezik as well, that's not included in the pasuk. Because it says the words Tachas Asher Inot. Okay, Rabba says, and the Mora says that, how does Ula know that? Hashachev Inot. Kroy Yisera Hula Drasha. It's an extra, those words are extra. Name of Anosan Levi Anara Chamishim Kesem. But there's going to be nothing lacking in the understanding of the Pasuk. If we would have said, we know we're talking about a case of a man being Ma'ana her. And the Pasuk says, pay 50 kesef. We know the subject of the Pasuk is. When a son of Vianara, he should give to the Vianara Chamishim Kesef. What are the words, Ho'ish HaShokhevi Ma, to tell me that this is just for the Shkiva part. Nechal de Bush is a Begam. The Lav Machmas Hanoh Shkiva Nino. Those are independent of his pleasure and his act of Shkiva. Shrei Yeshtan Bashar Chayvlim. These apply in other cases of Chayvlim as well. So loy kalinu be gavayo dahani. That's not included in the payments of the 50 kesef. Okay. Now, Zot the Gemara. You want to know why by Edom Zomimin the Torah says that they get paid money and they don't get Malkus. Is the opposite, that Malkus is the Chiddush, because in Betzel they really shouldn't get Malkus. They're not really roy to get Asura. That so therefore if we can give them a punishment other than Malkus, we're going to do so. We know by Ben Gurusha the Torah says there's a din of Malkus. That's a unique scenario, but we're not going to extrapolate even to other cases of Edom Zomimin. So you want to know before, why did we say Edom Zomimin that the lacha is that you're grappling, why isn't there Malkus? What's with the lav, etc.? The answer is because there's no asra. So that really is a separate thought process. We don't need to compare it. To Chaveroi, over there, there's clearly a lav, and there's a very clear, distinct lav, and there's an argument: yes, Malkus, no Malkus. But by Edom Zomimin, that's not really part of the discussion. So Rava says, Rava Teda, I will point it out that Rabbi Lozer's thought process is correct, because Nisra Bahu Amos, exactly when will we give the Hasra? So Nisra Bahu, should we give them Mekara just before the whole Edus process starts? So Amri Ishtalin, did they have a right to argue that, you know, by the time we started saying the Edus, we forgot it? I think we pointed out when we learned Sanhedrin, that the Telzer Rav in Ashir Das writes that the halacha is that Hasra has to take place Tekle Dibur of the Veira. Now, nobody could argue that, you know, that if they told him 5 seconds ago that he forgot.
Right.
What it means is that the nature of people's minds is the intensity of the knowledge weakens almost immediately. And therefore, what we need for the Chi of Malkus is a full intensity of knowledge. So they give it to him, you know, in the morning, you know, here's the time. If you were to think about saying any Yiddish today, make sure you say the truth. Right? I think he forgot later on. You know, he didn't forget, but the point is it's not the same intensity of knowledge that he's when he does it. Okay, the more sinister b'shas ma'isa, the person walks into Bezdin and says, they're about to say it. One second. If you're saying Sheker, you're going to get Malkus. The guy says, you know, what do I need this for? Parashi v'la masadi. The guy walks out. Nisubu Saif, he says, you know, by the way, in case you said something false, you know, you're in trouble. The guy says, well, I did it already. It's too late now. Ma'idahavahavah. So there's no moment there's nothing to do about it anymore. So what is Malkus relevant?
I understand by the Shasma's answer. I mean, yeah, so maybe he won't give his Aedis, but maybe he will.
Yeah, but the idea is to warn him.
He said, we don't want to institute that, which means we're going to, every single Aedis walks in, we're going to tell him that, we're going to undermine Aedis.
Oh, I see.
We have people know NSM is and saying, in case I say one word off, I'm going to be in trouble. You know, what I need it for? I'd rather not say it is, you know, like big sign, you know, you're going to burn a Gehenna, you know, if you say that, you know.
And on the other hand, didn't you say that it's a mitzvah to testify?
It is. Okay. So Abaya says, I don't see what the problem is. Mask of law Abaya, when this is about the Debra, because the law is that Aedis can be retracted. So, So you say your Aedis, we didn't scare you off before, and I said, by the way, in case it's something false, please retract now. Otherwise, you'll get Malkus. So that we could do. So we haven't undermined the concept of Aedis, but we warned them, and if they haven't retracted, now they're responsible. So they got Malkus, they have Hasra. So your argument that it's not possible to give us Hasra, it's not true, it is possible to give us Hasra.
But that, I understand, the Toch Kedei Dibur, that's happening during the Hasra. So once you give the Hasra, the time is up.
Lakara,
why?
No, let's say our argument is that Toch Kedei Dibur is 2 seconds, right? So the person finishes that, he says, you know, by the way, if you say something false, you're over a lav, retract now. It's been more than 2 seconds by you say those words. By the time you give him saying the Hasra, 2 seconds is up. Right? So you can't retract anymore.
Yeah, before he starts talking, so the Beis Din could say, make sure you're right. Make sure you're...
No, that we don't want to do. We don't want to say before he starts talking. Because that's we're going to scare them. The point was, no, I understand that. We don't have to,
okay.
Let the guy say everything he has to say and say, if you said anything false, you're over a lav, please retract. By the time you finish saying those sentences, those words...
Too late.
It's too late. So Tosfos asks the question. So Tosfos says that as long as they're dealing with the issue of Eidus, that's called, the Eidus is still being effective, that's called Toch Kedei Dibur. So that Beis Din discussing with them, the Eidus is still called, that the Eidus is being said, and they can still retract. So they have, after the Beis Din finishes the Hasra, they have, by the way, you know, we did say one thing wrong. You know, we retract, right? So they still would have that time. Okay, so Maskevlo Ravacha Braid Ravika, that, so the minister of Behu Mikara, Benirmez Behu Ramuzi. Okay, that's, we could give, like we suggested, give us through on the mornings, every morning in Shul. Rabbi say any person who's giving Eidus today, you should know if you testify falsely, you're going to get malchus. Good. And then, B'shas Maisa, we're not going to say it, but we're going to, like, you know, like, you know, we give him a remez. So we didn't scare them off because we didn't say it explicitly. But it won't have the intensity of the Hasra, but it'll be enough of a reminder that's called, that we've recalled the we brought the Hasra back to mind. So therefore there is right. Rashi says you do it Lashon Raka gently. So therefore, we wouldn't scare them off. So we'd accomplish both. So this argument, there's no way to do it. There is a way to do it. So you're arguing the reason why there's no Hasra is because of that's impossible practically to do it. That's not true. Hadam Rabbi Abai says, you know what? Even though there on the practical elements, I disagree with your point, but I agree with your point that there's no Avalach HaBasra Ba'edim Zomim. Why is that? La Milsi the Amri. That which I'm arguing, that there should be Asra Ba'edim Zomim, that's not correct. Why? Because Yisrach HaDatach Edim Zomim Tzvichan Hasra. So, Ki Loi Masrinim Behu Lo Kalina Lehu. You're saying that they walked into Beis Din, and they testified that Ruvain was Mechal Shabbos, and he's Chayav Misa. And Beis Din's going to take that person and kill him. Turns out that they said false testimony. Now, what do they want to do to this guy? Kill him without Hasra. He never did anything wrong. The whole thing is false. So they were willing to kill him, even though there was no Hasra. So if you're going to say they only get a right to be killed with Hasra, so you're being nicer to them than they were to him. So it's not Kasher Zama. So this death which came out of nowhere, which they want to put on so-and-so, they deserve the exact same punishment. Death which came out of nowhere. Well, we didn't realize, tough luck. He didn't realize either. You want to kill him anyway. So the key of Makasha Zoma requires that there cannot be an element of Masra. Okay. The Mora says, "Maskala Rav Sama Bereid the Rav Yirmiya." Okay, Elamiyata. Now that you're arguing that the reason why there's no Kasha Zoma, there's no Malkus, that's the issue of Kasha Zoma. So, not because there's practically no way to do it. Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Deloy Me Kasha Zoma Kamis Rabbi, their punishment of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, which is Malkus, which is not based on the pasuk of Kasher Zoma. Liboy Asra. So according to your argument, there should be a requirement of Asra, which we don't find that that's true. So Amar Kro, Mishpat Echad Yelochem, Mishpat Hashav Lekulchem. Once that's true, we make that in general, Rav Adam Zayman do not require Asra, we're going to make this an across-the-board rule that applies to all Adam Zayman, even in the case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Rabbi Elazar Omer. Adam Zayman, the Mamana Mashami, Velo Loku, Lotzicha Kro. It's on halfway down the page. So that which they get, they pay money and they don't get Malkus, it's not based on a Pasuk. The Swarihi, the Malkus Lo Shapu. It's logical. Really, Malkus doesn't really apply over here. The Lab Bnei Asra Nino, there's no way to give them Asra. Kadim Edis. To warn them before they had to come far short of balls, like Rav explains. If we want to give them a punishment, Momen makes much more sense. In a case where the choice is between Momen and Malkus, it makes much more sense to give Momen. They don't understand. We don't find a punishment on the corporal punishment without a warning. But you're going to ask me that we do have a case where they get Malkus, even though there was no Asra. That's the Farisha Pasuk. The Pasuk says, well, you've been a case of Rasha, that there's a case where these Rishoyim get Hakor. So it's a Farisha Pasuk, they get Hakor. And what's the case? In the case you can't talk Kasher Zoman, the Pasuk is saying you get Malkus. Fine, so that's a Perisha Pasuk. But the case you could do Hazoma, which is going to be Mammon, what's the Kasher? There's no reason to think you should get Malkus. It doesn't make sense. Better we're starting with the person, people, which the Malkus, there's no Asura, there shouldn't be Malkus. And the case which is Malkus is the exception, is the Xerizakos. Rabbi says, Teda, she actually has to spam. There's no way to give Malkus, it has to wrong. Because let's think. Mikora, Yom Oisho Kadam Shehidah Hedus. We give it a day or an hour before they gave the Hedus. So Armor, they can say, Ishchalin, we forgot. She Shechachtam Hasra, Shebotla Hasra. Because since they have a right to say we forgot, because we find the general has to be done very close to the process, so you can't punish them because that's Ra's bottle already. Okay. If you tell right before, and partial Masad, if you emis, they'll say my Lord Melitzora. If that's your attitude, you know, right? Like we'd rather not get involved. So the Mor says Libasoif, Lachashida, warn them after they testified. Might have a hava. Shakima Shikan Shuman Khazar Magan. May in Yukal Mach, so they can't back out. So there's nothing to do. So Bai says, what do you mean? But Nisubu Tekhle Dibur. Lachashidu, as soon as they finish, we'll be master them. Tekhle Dibur Kadibur Dami. Yukal Mach, so they can still be Khazar. Tech Dibur is Kadesh Shilah Shalom. Kadesh Shalom is actually not even 2 seconds, but Shalom Alecha Rabbi Murray takes 1.3 seconds. Venir Ms. Ramuzi, so Rav Acha Bredavika said, you'll tell them earlier on, and then you'll remind them, make a remiss. B'shas Eidus, Nimrus Lem, Rebozim Al Asra, Las Kirim. So let's get B'losh and Rach, Shalyak Pidu. Rashi says it doesn't necessarily mean that you just did a signal. You could even mention it. You can mention it gently. As opposed to the actual Asura has to be said very explicitly. So that we're afraid, if we say it right beforehand, they're going to back out. But if they mention it earlier and they remind them, so that would not necessarily undermine Eidus. The advice says, you know what? La milsehi damri. Shiu Eidim zayim tzrichim Asura. So as of now, I'm on record that Edom's are Menidah Asura. Well, that's not true. Because Hachas in Dino Boy Lemikdol Beloy Asura, Vino Boy Asura, if you're going to require that they should get Asura, means you're treating them nicer than they wanted to treat to the victim. Kasha Zomam, Vahem Zomam La Ragazet, Beidusan, Shalahayim Velanivra, Beloy Hisra Boy Asura, Shidola. There was never a Asura, there was never a warning. Out of nowhere, this guy all of a sudden, they're claiming he's Chayav Misa, so they deserve to get the same type of punishment. Okay, so then, Rav Samar Beid Rav Yirmiyah said, El Me'atza, the high deloy bo Asura, Mishum Kasha Zomam, who, the whole reason why you don't get Asura is not because practically it's not possible. Practically it's possible. But it's a lack of fulfillment of Kasha Zomam. So then, Malchus Shazamim Eidus Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, the Malchus by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, the Lami Kasha Zomam Osi, they don't get the punishment because of Kasha Zomam. Shreelo Zomam Ula Halkoisi, El Lachalav, their intent was to be Machalal him. So the Kasha Zomam would be to be Machalal them, which that we're not doing. So that's not the punishment of the Kasha Zomam. This is a new punishment, a Malchus. So over there, you should need a sra. So my answer, Mishpat Hashava. We came with the Rav Zamin La B'nei Hasra Ninu. Rav people which get punished for testifying falsely do not require a sra. Haninami Lebo Hasra. So this case also, the punishment they're going to get for testifying falsely does not require a sra. Okay. Zot the Gemara. Rav Shisha Bereid Rav Idi Omar Chava B'chaver Nami Mamarna Mashal Milka Lalaki Mihachav. That which you want to know, the Chava B'chaver, why did we give him the Mammon and not the Malkus? Again, we have a different source for that. It says in the parasha, in Parashat Mishpatim, Yenotzu Anashim, two people are fighting, V'nog V'isha Hara V'yotzi Yoledeha, and one of them hits a woman who is pregnant and kills the child. Okay. And the Torah continues and says, V'omer Rebbe Elazar. This Yinotsu, when they were fighting over here, we're talking about they were fighting to hurt each other or fighting to kill each other. What type of fight are we talking about? B'matsus shebamisa kasa medaber. The pasuk is referring to a case where the fight over here was a fight with intent to kill. Deceiv v'mason yiyeh v'nasata nevesh tachas nevesh. Okay, that he actually killed the woman, so he's chayv misa. So how can we chayv misa? Hey chidami, either liyaster be, am I mikdal? If he had not been warned about misa, why would he get misa? Elapshita the aster be. Obviously, they got asura. So and the pasuk says now, not every time does a person have intent to kill, does he kill? So the pasuk says if he killed the woman. So the Satan never sacked him. He has to be killed, and he has to be punished with misa. So the case was a case that there was asura, there was intent to kill, and then the pasuk saying if he actually killed the woman, he's chayav misa, and if not, we pay money.
The woman has to die.
The woman's dead.
Yeah. Not the child. I thought it was the child.
No, okay, the pasuk continues. Says we masonia yeah, but it's not the nefesh. The pasuk says you pay money. It says we masonia if there's, like we said before, earlier the parak, the word osin means misa v'dei shemayim. If there's death over here meaning the woman, then the satan nefesh tachas nefesh. Now he has the maka is chayav misa. He doesn't pay money. So the pasuk is very clear that the chiyuv mammon is only said when there's no chiyuv misa. That's the flow of the psukim. Umusul davar chomer, having musul davar akal, being warned that you shouldn't kill includes you warn you that if a person hit with intent to kill and only accomplish hitting, the avera of hitting has been included. He's warned that this is something he shouldn't be doing. So what he was doing was an improper act, and that's enough to say that therefore, when he does the avera of only, he's only being over the avera of hitting, makah, not loisirtzach, he was warned. But if the woman didn't die, there wasn't an osin in the woman. Anoshianesh, which Chazal understand means the more learns out, the pasukim say vaiter, which means woman. You pay money. So here it's explicit in the pasukim. We're talking about a case that was asura, there would be a chi of malchus, and the pasuk saying no, pay money instead. So we have that's how we know that. When we're grappling, what's the proper thing to do when you pay Malkus, and when you get Malkus, and when you pay Momin, the pasuk says explicitly, even though over here there was clearly a chi of Malkus, Momin is paid instead. Okay. The Maskil of Ravashi. This assumption that you're saying that Musul Davar Chomer the Musul Davar Akal, and therefore this whole thought process makes sense. Who said that's true? Because if it's not true, so the reason over here is that there's no Malkus over here because there's never a Hasra. That's the Torah says you pay money. But the case where there was Hasra and there's a Chi of Malkus, maybe there is no, maybe in that case the Loch is Malkus in that moment. So this whole thought process of Shisha Ben Dravidi. Is only true if you make that assumption. So Rashi said, where did that come from? Timaloi Havi. Maybe that's not true, that Musul Davar Chomer is not Musul Davar Kal. And in Tim Solomar Havi, even if you tell me that Musul Davar Chomer is Musul Davar Kal, Mimai Demisa Chomura, Dilma Malkus Chomer, you're assuming, well, the punishment of Misa, to get Misa for Ritzicha, that's more chomer than getting Malkus for being Makkah. Maybe getting Malkus is worse. All right? How do we know that? Dhamma Rav. Imole Nagdua L'chananya Mishol Vazarya Polchu L'tzalba. That which they were able to withstand the test, because they're only being killed, but to live through killed is, you killed and you're killed, and it's over with. But to live with the pain of the Malkus, I mean, I don't think they're necessarily, their Malkus weren't necessarily, it wasn't 39 and then we'll be nice to you. Right? If the Nebuchadnezzar would have given Malkus, it would have been, they would have broke every bone in the person's body and it would live with pain the rest for years, right? If that would have been, they might have given in. Tosafot says it wasn't really about a Zora, and Mikra Din could be there was Mutter. They were being machmer, so but they shouldn't be near like they're doing such a thing. So had there been this, but you see from that Malkus is worse than Misa. So I understand if you're warned for the more chomer, you, it includes Asura for the cow. But who said that you're warned for the more chomer? Malkus is the more chomer. So Amalei Rav Sama Berei Rav Asi Rav Ashi. I mentioned to you once I had a Rebbe who had problems pronouncing his shins. So you can imagine the challenge we had when we learned this Gemara together.
What?
I mean, you're comparing over there Nebuchadnezzar's Hakoah, which is a Koah which was, it was unlimited. The Hakoah of the Torah is limited. So the Hakoah of the Torah, the Malkus of the Torah is limited, Misa is more chomer. So that question is not a question. Okay. So, therefore, that question is not a question, but the first question still is a question. So this whole thought process of Sheshur Brei Dravidi stands on something which is questionable. The Gemara is going to ask another question from a different angle that also makes what he's saying questionable. But let's hold it here.